Well, food industry insiders have told Four Corners that Australian shoppers are being deceived by marketing and labelling that makes ultra-processed foods appear healthier than they actually are. They say the voluntary health star rating in particular is misleading people. The Four Corners program has been looking into Australia's food industry, raising some serious concerns about the authenticity and integrity of some popular supermarket products. Mark Lawrence is a professor of ecological nutrition at Deakin University within the Institute of Physical Activity and Nutrition. He's also a former Food Standards Australia New Zealand board member and joins me now. Professor Lawrence, so welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
What did you make of some of these allegations that were raised on Four Corners this week?
Well, unfortunately, in regard to the promotion of ultra-processed foods, it's not a surprise. It's the whole health star rating system has become a bit of a marketing tool for these ultra-processed foods, and it's been in place for 12 years. So we've seen it as it's been rolling out, continually being used with really high health stars on these ultra-processed foods. We call it, you know, health halos being created for them, and the government continually has said, "Oh, just let us tweak the algorithm, you know, and it'll improve," and so on. And the results consistently have been the same. That up to three quarters of these products, lollies and infant formulas and confectionery, all these soft drinks, getting 3.5, 4, even 5 stars.
What do you think needs to happen?
I think we need to put a pause on the health star rating system and actually get some evidence. There just seems to be a lot of just expectation that somehow or other it'll solve these complex problems. And we haven't done a risk-benefit assessment on them. So, you know, what are all these unintended consequences? Why is it that it is appearing so much on these ultra-processed foods and reformulating foods to take the sugar out of them and put artificial sweeteners in, the fats out and so on? So it's been gamed. All of those issues haven't been adequately assessed. And what we're observing overseas is a different approach that's working. It's called warning labels. It's very simple. So you just get a little black symbol on an ultra-processed food that'll say high in artificial sweetener or high sugar or whatever it might be. And the evidence for those is just overwhelming. They not only are better understood by consumers, but it's changing behaviours. And in one recent study, it's been shown to actually improve health outcomes, control excess weight in children, for example. So why hasn't Fazan's paused and said, let's do a relative evaluation of the different options available, rather than continuing after 12 years to pursue this deeply flawed health star rating system?
From a different perspective, what do you think about the view that that questions why we need a star system in the first place? Should people figure this stuff out for themselves and be responsible for what they eat?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that at all. I mean, the industry has got so much power and so on here in influencing the environment, the marketing of foods and so on. There is a responsibility, it's a public service responsibility here to protect the public. And one of the regulatory tools that we have available is to at least provide some scientific advice to people about what's in their foods. And as I said, a warning label would be a very simple way for people to be able to differentiate between an ultra-processed food and a healthy food.
Mark Lawrence, it's been very interesting to hear from you this morning. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.